back to His Time. It is Friday, January 10th, 8:43 Central Standard Time, which means it is time for Creation Club. Joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Warren Wirth from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes, and good to be back after a few weeks off.
Absolutely. How was Christmas, Advent, Christmas, Epiphany? How was the holiday season for you?
It was a wonderful holiday, although with a big snowstorm, we canceled our service last Sunday, so
we didn't have
our Sunday service. There was no Epiphany service, so things have been kind of closed down with the snow for the last few days.
I bet you're probably digging your way out. You all got a little more snow than we did, I think.
We had a good amount of snow, but we are ready for people to start coming back.
Very good. Very good. So a delayed Epiphany, I guess, celebrating right. Epiphany now. Well, what do you have for us in Creation Club today? The Missouri Association for Creation meeting today, is that correct?
Actually, they're meeting on Monday, January 13th at Afton Grace Bible Church. The address is 4523 Rosa in St. Louis, Missouri. The early bird video is at 6:30 p.m. The title of the video is The Master Designer, and it's part one. And the host is Brian Corsetti, and he gives evidence for God's design and things like the butterfly and so forth. So it should be a fascinating video there. Then at 7:45 p.m. is the main presentation, a live presentation by Bill Barnes. And the title of his presentation is, Hey, There's a Dinosaur in My Bible. So people often wonder, if there are dinosaurs, why aren't they mentioned in the Bible? Well, the word dinosaur is a relatively new word, but there are creatures in the Bible that are described that sound kind of like dinosaurs. So if you want to know more about that, Missouri Association for Creation, Monday, January 13th, Afton Grace Bible Church, 4523 Rosa in St. Louis, 6:30 for the video, 7:45 for the presentation. You can go to that. The other thing I'd like to announce today is a big news.
It's a rumble.
There will be a debate between Ken Ham and Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Some of you may be aware of this, but it's coming up in February 4th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Creation Museum. And the auditorium seats like 900 people, and the tickets sold out in 2 minutes.
I bet.
So there's a lot of interest in this. So the topic has to do with, is a creation model of origins scientifically valid? So that's something that we'll be talking more about in the days coming up, but we're hoping people really will want to check this out on February 4th. It's too late to get tickets, but they're hoping to live stream it. So there will be more information about how you can get in on the live stream. Also, they hope to make a DVD of the debate that will be on sale after it's all done.
Very good, very good. So hopefully that will be available on the, I would assume, the Answers in Genesis website. Is that correct?
That is correct, answersingenesis.org.
Well, on December 31st, the last day of 2013, USA Today published, had a column that caught my eye and the eye of a few others about belief in God doesn't undermine evolution. What are your thoughts on this, Pastor?
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you called that to my attention. I hadn't seen it till you brought it to my attention, but this is a very common kind of thing that goes on today. On the one hand, you have people like Richard Dawkins who believe in evolution with all their heart and are atheists and belittle faith in God. And then you get people who write columns like this one that basically say, oh, you can believe in God and you can believe in evolution too. And so what gives here? Well, what I would say to people is when you read an article like this, belief in God doesn't undermine evolution, you need to stop and read it carefully because they use terms in a very slippery way. So you want to nail down, what do you mean when you talk about science? What do you mean when you use the word evolution or the verb evolve? What do you mean when you talk about faith or use the term belief in God? Because otherwise it's really easy to play fast and loose with these terms and talk past one another. So what this whole thing is about is there was a survey taken by the Pew Research Center's Religion and Public Life Project that shows 60% of Americans believe that, quote, humans and other living things have evolved over time, end of quotation. That means most Americans accept evolution, the article says. And then they go on also to point out that over 90% of Americans also claim to believe in God. And when they did a little more digging around, significant percentages see religion and evolution as compatible. Roughly 24% of adults said they believe, quote, a supreme being guided the evolution of living things, end of quotation. So, well, that's just a slam dunk, right? So you believe in God, you believe in evolution, mm-hmm. there's no problem. So anybody who disagrees with you is obviously stupid. Well,
I thought it was very interesting that they didn't differentiate they just used evolution in the broad sense. They didn't differentiate between macroevolution and microevolution.
Right. And let's be really clear here about what we mean. Molecules to man evolution, the way the word evolution is usually used in the sense of originally there was only non-living matter, then out of non-living matter, life somehow spontaneously arose, and simple forms of life gradually, spontaneously, by mutations being acted upon by natural selection, became more and more complex forms of life till you have all the complexity and variety of life that we have today. That's what usually they would mean by the word evolution. But if people use the word evolution just to mean change over time, who disagrees with that? I mean, anybody, even somebody who's an ardent, young earth, Bible-believing Christian creationist would say, things change over time. Nobody's arguing that there's no change at all. But what you're saying is, you know, a Bible-believing person would say the change that happens within the framework of the created kind. So there's variety and variation within the created kinds that God made. So God created dogs. But within the dog kind, you have all kinds of dogs, from wolves to domestic breeds of many kinds. You've got foxes and coyotes and so forth, and so on with, you know, the elephant kind and the bovine kind and the bird, you know, various kinds of birds and so forth. You know, but with human beings, there's only one human being, you know, race, one human race. Mm-hmm. There's variety within the human race. Okay, so we can have different shades of pigment in our skin, and our hair color can be different, and our stature can vary and so forth, but we're all human beings. We're not half man, half ape, for example. And so going through this whole thing, when it says human beings and other living things have evolved over time, well, you would agree with that. I would agree with that if by evolved you mean that there can be variation within a created kind. But if you get specific, do you believe that humans evolved from lower forms of life? Well, not everybody, not as many people, we'll put it this way, maybe not as many people would buy into that, and many people who do are misinformed. After all, there's a whole lot of propaganda from the evolution side and a lot of misinformation in churches, and that's one of the things Ken Ham and the Answers in Genesis people are very much about, saying, look, the neo-Darwinian theory of evolution, molecules to man evolution, is not compatible with what the Bible teaches about God, creation, or the gospel. And this is important because what this article wants to maintain is you can believe in God and you can believe in evolution. And it says Darwin himself never said evolution had to be godless or directionless. Nothing about evolution disproves God or religion. It's simply a sound scientific understanding of our origins. It doesn't prove or disprove a God claim. Whoa, wait a minute.
I think I know what word you're going to argue with there, and that is sound.
Okay, yeah, we don't believe it, or even scientific.
Right.
It is not really a scientific understanding of where we came from. Here again, you have to watch about science. Evolution, neo-Darwinian evolution, is religion, it's philosophy, it is not science in the best sense of the word. Science properly, when you're talking about testable, observable, repeatable stuff, you know, working science that involves on that, evolution is not of that kind. Evolution is talking about things in the distant past that are not repeatable, are not testable in the same way as things in the present are. And therefore, it involves a very much speculation about the past. Maybe I can take just a quick moment here, too. My son's been reading Mark Twain's Life on the Mississippi, and there's a great quotation in there where Mark Twain commenting on how the length of the Mississippi River has changed over time. I mean, even in his lifetime, by flooding, cutting new channels, and mm-hmm. also by human beings deliberately trying to make shortcuts in the very crookedness of a winding river. So now, if I wanted to be one of those ponderous scientific people and led on to prove that what had occurred in the remote past by what had occurred in a given time in the recent past, he might go on and say something, and then he talks about how the based on we know how much the Mississippi River was shortened in so many years, then in the very distant past, you know, then the Mississippi River stuck out into the Gulf of Mexico like a fishing rod. Or by the same token, any person can see that in 742 years from now, the lower Mississippi will be a mile and three quarters long. There is something fascinating about science, he says. One gets such wholesale returns of conjecture out of such a trifling investment of fact. And that is a great quotation that has so much to do with the way evolution is taught. A wholesale return of conjecture out of a trifling investment of fact. So very often people play fast and loose with things and act as though, for example, fossils prove evolution. Actually, they don't. You know, the fossil evidence is overwhelmingly against evolution, and yet one has to remind everyone, you know, that fossils don't interpret themselves. You don't find a fossil of a dinosaur bone that tells you, the fossil itself says, I'm 65 million years old, you know, or that I evolved from an earlier kind of creature. You know, all this kind of stuff is conjecture and speculation, and you finally have to ask people, what are the actual facts, and let's talk about that. So getting back to your article here, can you believe in God and can you believe in evolution? It's inconsistent to believe in neo-Darwinian evolution and to say you're also going to believe what the Bible says, because that is incompatible. To faith in the God of the Bible, faith in what the Word of God says, Genesis to Revelation, that is incompatible with a neo-Darwinian worldview, millions and billions of years, death before there was mankind falling into sin, and on and on. All of that goes very much against what the Bible teaches and very much against the teaching of the gospel itself, which is why we want to be very clear about this. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe what Scripture tells us about that we are sinners and that God promised and in the fullness of time sent his Son, Jesus, to be our Savior, who lived, suffered, died, and rose again so we could have forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation through faith in him. That is not compatible with the teaching of Darwinian molecules to man evolution, that there is millions, the universe is millions and billions of years old. You can add God if you want to, but you know, with or without God, it should work. That's what they would say, right?
So so what you're saying is that God wasn't there while evolution was happening, or kind of guided the evolutionary process from the guided the Big Bang.
That's called theistic evolution. People who want to believe in God and say that I believe in evolution, God just guided it. That is incompatible with a proper understanding of the Bible. You know, it's compromising the truth of God's word to accommodate a fallible man-made idea. And it's a big mistake to go there, but many churches have gone there. And there are, unfortunately, many seminary professors and pastors who have made that mistake, too. So we would urge our brothers and sisters in Christ to rethink this, to go back and say, you know, what is our primary source of truth on this? How do we know something from the distant past? Well, we have God's own infallible eyewitness account of what he did. So why not start with that? Mm-hmm. And then, using science properly understood, our reason and our senses as God has given them to us, and certainly as they're sanctified by his grace and his Holy Spirit, look at the world around us, and you'll realize what we see in the world around us matches, conforms with, is compatible with what the Bible tells us about how things were made in the beginning, how God created different kinds, and everything reproduces after its own kind, which is what Genesis says, and it is still true to this day. And so on and so forth. It's you know, that's what we would urge. And so, in other words, this USA Today article we would believe is very, very wrong, and very deceptive, as often these discussions are, because they use the term science, the term evolution, the word faith. All those words are used in a slippery way. Mm-hmm. You need to nail it down. Faith in what? Faith in whom? What faith are we talking about? We don't believe in a generic God.
It creates
we believe in the God of the Bible.
It creates a very slippery slope that takes us away from the truth. It takes us away from God. Pastor Warren Worth, always good to talk with you on Creation Club and enlighten us and point us back to the truth of God's Word and the Scriptures and science.
Who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Pastor Worth, a blessed Epiphany to you as you celebrate this week, and we'll talk again next week.
God bless you.
God's blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll join together for morning prayer right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO.